voice cries in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord.
It's Monday, November 7th, 2011. I'm Ben Bowden, and this is the First Baptist Daily, a daily podcast aimed at the understanding and application of God's Word. Jimmy Buffett sings a song that contains the lyrics, "I've read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I've learned much from both of their styles." Here's what we know about heroes and crooks, sinners and saints, and all people for that matter. Every one of them will one day bow the knee to Jesus. Philippians chapter 2, starting at verse 3, the Word of God says, "Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interest of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. And being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Now here's what this is saying. Christ, in humility, became a man, a servant of other people, even lowering himself to wash dirty feet. Then he became obedient to death on a cross for the sins of all those who would ever turn and trust in him. Then God the Father, pleased with his service, exalted God the Son to the highest possible place in the universe. It was precisely Jesus' humility that became the grounds for his exaltation. For this reason, God raised him to life and highly exalted him, entrusting him with the rule of the cosmos and giving him the name that is above every name. Max Anders points out, it is precisely what Jesus prayed in John 17, verses 4 through 5. God the Son glorified God the Father while on earth, and God the Father glorified God the Son following his completed work on earth. Jesus not only resumed his former glory, but received added honor as he triumphed over sin and death. God gives Jesus messianic dominion over all creation, and everyone will one day rightly give praise to him as their Lord. And see, Paul right here is picking up on Isaiah chapter 45, verse 23, which says, "To me, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall swear allegiance." So here's what's going to happen. At the end of the age, when the mission of the church reaches its glorious conclusion, Jesus will return in glory, and the name of Jesus will be sounded around the world. And at that name, every knee will bow, whether of angels in heaven, or living people on earth, or the dead under the earth. And every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. And this will be to the glory of God the Father. Now, this is all inclusive. We're talking about redeemed human beings. They're going to do this blissfully to their everlasting joy. But then even unbelievers are going to do this. But they're going to do it with regret. They're going to do it with remorse to their everlasting shame. The question for us is, have we bowed the knee to Jesus? Like, have you bowed the knee to Jesus? Is he truly Lord of your life? Or are you just playing games with this Christianity gig, tipping your hat to Jesus every now and then, maintaining decent morality, decent church attendance, decent family time? Listen, eternity is at stake for you and for others. And our sin has made us objects of the justified wrath of God. And here's why. God, being holy, made us in his image to rightly reflect him and multiply his glory among the earth. We didn't do that. Instead, we turned from him and we bowed the knee to something or someone else, possibly ourselves. And this is sin, and everyone is guilty. And God, being just, must punish sin. That's why we have hell. But God, being merciful, sent his only Son, Jesus, who is fully God and fully man, to live a perfect life, thus fulfilling the law on our behalf, and to die in our place, thus taking on the punishment that we deserve. He rose from the dead, signifying that he really did fully pay for sin. Now, if we would turn from our sin and trust only in him for the forgiveness of sins and hope for eternal life, he'll forgive us. And he'll make us holy like him. When we turn from sin and we turn to Jesus, what we're doing is bowing the knee to Jesus and claiming no rights of my own, but that Jesus is my life. And here's the kicker. It's what we are made for. And we may think we're having fun tinkering with the things of this world and not living for Christ, but in the end, it's nothing. I mean, it's rubble. But when we live for Christ, there is a joy that is so deep-rooted we can be in a prison like Paul or some other horrific place in life and say, I'm rejoicing in the Lord, just as Paul did. Heroes and crooks alike, and everyone else, we will all bow the knee to Jesus sooner or later. Don't you want to bow the knee now in every facet of your life, finding true joy and saying with the old hymn, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, for thee. May we bow the knee with gladness and in so doing, magnify Christ in all the earth. I'm Ben Bowden, and I'll meet you again tomorrow on the First Baptist Avenue.